John of VBS Radio. Doesn't that music make you want to dance and soak up that energetic sunshine? Thank you, FAS Sound. Such a beautiful, bright, energetic musical piece for my debut of Whiplash Talk. Everyone, welcome to the debut. This is my personal journey through sudden change. How did Whiplash come about? No one was talking about the tough journey while in the middle of the process. So I believe I was supposed to start a radio show and decided this was a good time to launch into the unknown. So the debut show today will be a little bit of history of how I got to this point. I still don't have the answers, but if just one person finds strength and encouragement from being a part of my journey, it's a win. So let's get started. Whiplash Talk starts now. My first topic of discussion is going to be the big topic of being red-pilled or the difference between the red pill and the blue pill. I had a big red pill to swallow. A very close friend gently spoon-fed me my red pill bites bit by bit over the last couple of years. He was a master at not giving me too much to cause me to fracture. We started with financial systems, medical systems, governmental systems. Then it got a wee bit more intense. Child trafficking, adrenochrome, gums, USA as a corporation, and all of the countries on air quote Earth have agreements with aliens to provide human beings for food and genetic experiments underground and off world. What? Oh, this close friend is currently unavailable to me, and I now feel alone and isolated. I have no other friends that are this deep into the knowledge of the condition of our world. So I've taken to the radio to say in the last year, my mother, my best friend, passed away. My close friend is not currently available. And my friend's husband's celebration of life is tomorrow. I have started Whiplash Talk for all those feeling like you're going through whiplash daily and everyone else has already made it to the other side, or is absolutely clueless on what is coming. You are not in this alone. I am here and will be real, raw, and open about my process with hopes that others will be able to not feel so alone and left behind by others that have already made their trek. So let's talk about thought I was awake, but was abruptly was truly awakened early in January 2023. I had just spent Christmas, a late Christmas, with celebration with my mom. She left on a Tuesday morning, and on Thursday morning, she was gone. I was devastated. She's my best friend, my closest confidant, my biggest cheerleader. We were like, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. We were two peas in a pod. We talked every day. She was light. She was truly light. So I was with a close friend that gently spoon-fed me, the one I talked about earlier, upon returning home from a very emotionally charged funeral. We started listening to Being Inspired with Q on BBS Radio. That was my first real exposure to Q on the radio. The one thing that was carrying me through the trauma of losing my mom was the organized religion belief system I had that we would be together again in heaven. After listening to that show with Q, I was numb. And with tears flowing, I asked my friend, who was also very adept at organized religion and the processes of, I asked him, "Where's my mom?" He gently answered, "I don't know." They had talked about on the show about how it was kind of like a recycling center for spirits. That, you know, the spirit leaves and that there's trickery going on and that spirit is tricked into signing up for another round and comes back down for another round you know, around Mount Zion, so to speak. So I was devastated. I was always believing that I would have that time with her again in heaven, that we would be together again in heaven. So everything I knew to be real was a lie. So I know there have got to be other people out there that are going through this, because I know what's going on this earth right now. I know the transitions that people are looking at, and I know the unrest that people are feeling. I know there's different levels of enlightenment. I know there are some people that just sense the unrest and are just uncomfortable, but they don't know why. I know there are some people that know about child trafficking, but they don't understand the depth or breadth of it. And then I know there are people that are right where I'm at, to where I feel like the whole bottom has been pulled out from under me, and I don't really know where my plumb line is, as far as where is plumb. If you're a surveyor, where is plumb? Where is center? And I would just want everybody to know that I'm here. And I'm here sharing my raw and real experiences, because you're not alone. Everybody has not made it there yet. I haven't made it there yet. I know where I'm going. I know source within me. And I know that I am going to make it. I just haven't made it yet. So everything I knew to be real was a lie. So organized religion, mainstream media, government, education, big pharma, our food supply, everything was a lie. And it wasn't just a lie, it was a vicious, mischievous plot against humanity. Up is down, left is right. Humans are turning against each other instead of standing back to back with each other. What's happening? And it's not just in, you know, first world countries. It's everywhere. It's happening everywhere. Everything I was taught and believed as my core foundation was a lie. I knew how to pray for healing. I knew how to pray for strength and for grace and for peace and protection. But who do I pray to now? How do I pray now? Or do I pray at all? I was incredibly, incredibly heartbroken and couldn't lean on any friends, as they were not aware nor enlightened to the swirling chaos surrounding us all. And specifically me and my grief. I was not only mourning my mother, I was mourning the life I thought I knew. And what is this information that there are beings that feed off of my emotions? How am I supposed to grieve and heal without being abducted? What? And what is this going within? What is this going within? I don't understand. So I was lost, and I had to do some research to figure out what the term meant, because I was clueless. I didn't know how to go within. I knew how to pray to someone else for help. I did not know how to go to myself and how to command source in me. So through this research, I had to figure out what the term meant. So I found an article by Michelle Walling, who has been on BBS Radio before as a guest. And it was called Going Within, The Door to Higher Consciousness. It was May 1st, 2019. And then Shift Frequency carried it, you know, Source Humans Are Free, April 2019. So I got snippets from both of these articles. Excuse me. Michelle Walling really helped me to get a grasp on the meaning of going within. I kept hearing Q and Asha saying, and even mermaids saying, go within, but I didn't understand what it meant. It didn't resonate with me. Michelle explained, the term going within is the method by which we discover who we truly are. Michelle stated, to go within simply means to be yourself, to listen to yourself and your higher self, and to feel yourself by calming the mind and clearing the clutter, allowing more space for your higher thoughts to enter your being. I understood the words. I didn't have the concept yet, but they settled well within. So I focused on those. And she continued to say how to go within. And I'm like, oh, thank goodness, how to go within. This is what I need. She mentioned meditation is good, but for me and my journey in listening to Q, that may not be the best way if you are not aware of your spiritual atmosphere. In other words, I'm brand new at this, guys. So for me, I was thrilled. She continued to give other examples of going within without realizing it when we are. Daydreaming was one example she gave. Driving. And it was funny. She said it happens naturally, but not the best time to remove your focus. Lying in bed before going to sleep or when you wake up. Going within, sitting in nature. Singing or painting, writing, playing music, etc. Even when you're washing the dishes or mowing the yard, gardening, or doing a repetitive task, taking a shower or a bath, reading, or even watching TV, she said. If you think about your mind, if you think about what your mind, I guess, does while doing one of these tasks, you will realize what it means to go within. It feels like you are removing the focus from the outside world and going off on a little trip inside, right before you catch yourself and bring yourself back into the moment of the task at hand. The next thing to add is intention. And I had heard people talking about putting their intention out there. And I'm like, what does that mean? You don't get this in organized religion. I didn't understand it. And so she said, as you sit with yourself, intend to turn off your five senses and withdraw from the world that you are used to existing in. Focus on who you are as consciousness. And feel what it is like to be that. Acknowledge this consciousness and intend to bring more of this consciousness into your body. Having this sense of self-awareness strengthens the connection to your higher self by placing your attention there. As you continue to do this, the connection continues to strengthen. As you practice this, you may or may not see things. She said some people receive letters, numbers, or symbols in their mind's eye. Some people feel a tingling sense of warmth and love. Some people may receive thoughts or movies. However, some people may simply receive what they perceive is nothing, but it is actually the peace and serenity of their true selves. She continued to go on and say, what will going within do for me? When you go within, you begin to crack the door open to higher consciousness. That is the goal. That is the goal for all of us. I'm adding that in. It's like, I'm like, okay, that's the goal. That's the goal. She continued to say, contemplating who we are will reestablish the connection that has been lessened by the last round of genetic manipulation of humanity. Spending time with yourself to grow this connection opens the door more and more to our multidimensional selves. When you begin to realize your multidimensional existence, you gain the ability to forgive others and to see things from a higher perspective of love and understanding, you may naturally separate from conflict and from people you do no longer resonate with. You build a sense of truth and knowing within your infinite nature and begin to understand the polarity and duality that exists within you. She says you realize that you are not, that you are connected to everything and everyone, and the journey for balance begins. Once you have practiced going within, it becomes something that you embody. You are always connected to your multidimensional self, and you are able to access this part of you without having to try. This will be the one thread that is the same for everyone at this time. Your life will flow with synchronicity, and precognition will appear to show you the way. This is truly the biggest benefit of going within and is the one thing that must be experienced on an individual basis to fully understand. She encourages everyone, take the time to yourself to reflect on who and what you are, and the magic will begin. So that is kind of the focus of Whiplash Talk. I am at that point to where I encourage you all to go within, to do your commands, to seek source within you, to decrease in your physical self and to increase in your spiritual self, to fight against the programming and the manipulation of our DNA and our bodies. As Mermaid once said, it's like swimming through mud. It's so difficult sometimes to feel like you're making any progress, but keep swimming. I was joking with Dawn at BBS Radio about how I wanted to make my little lead into my show something like, do you find yourself struggling to figure out how to go within without being abducted while swimming through mud on your merry way to ascension? And I just laughed and laughed about that. And I thought, you know, it's kind of true. It's just putting our feet one foot in front of the other to continue this path. Find your happy place. If you enjoy your backyard, go in your backyard. If you have access to going into the country or into the mountains or out to the water, find your happy place. And if you're in the middle of an urban area, find your happy place right in the middle of that urban area. I encourage you to go within, learn how to go within as I learn how to go within. I'm working on doing some research for the next show, and I'm not ready to close yet, but doing research on the next show, focusing on the meaning of the dark night of the soul. I know a lot of people talk about that, and most of the people that talk about it have talked about it like past tense. They've already gone through the process. They've already gone through their dark night of the soul, and they came out and they're, you know, much better and on their path to ascension. And with all that I've been through this last year, I feel like I'm there. But that's okay. That means I'm going through it. That means I'm going through to the other side. So I just really encourage you guys, if you like what you're hearing and if you want to join me on my journey, you know, come and join me. I don't know what every show will bring. I don't know what I will do. I don't know if I'll have guests on or not, but I promise you that I will have information on here that will help you in your journey to ascension. I thought we might go over, I had some lyrics here that I thought were really appropriate for today's show, and it's Everybody Hurts by REM. When your day is long, and the night the night is yours alone. When you're sure you've had enough of this life, well, hang on. Don't let yourself go, because everybody cries. Everybody hurts sometimes. Sometimes everything is wrong. Now it's time to sing along. When your day is night alone, hold on, hold on. If you feel like letting go, hold on. If you think you've had too much of this life, well, hang on, because everybody hurts. Take comfort in your friends. Everybody hurts. Don't throw your hand. Oh, no, don't throw your hand. If you feel like you're alone, no, 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 you're not alone. If you're on your own in this life, the days and nights are long. When you think you've had too much of this life to hang on, well, everybody hurts sometimes. Everybody cries. Everybody hurts sometimes. And everybody hurts sometimes. So hold on. Hold on. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Everybody hurts. Most of the shows will not be this deep or this heavy or a downer, as some might say, but I just want you to know you're not alone. Everybody has not made it and we're left behind. We're on our way. We're on our way to ascension. We have the knowledge. We have varying degrees of knowledge of what's going on in the world. We have family members that are not in the know at all. We have some family members that are angry about what's going on. We have some family members that are right in the middle of knowing everything. Just walk in love. As they say, go within so you can get deeper, so you can have that love and compassion for all. I thought we've got about 30 minutes to go here, a little bit. And I thought some of the things that bring me peace and some of the things that help me stay centered and focused are actually doing commands that I got from being inspired with Q on BBS Radio. And I thought I would share them with you, and we'll just repeat them 3 times each. And then maybe you can write them down and you can start doing them as well. So let's just start. I command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. I command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. I command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. I command my spirit to remove anything that is not authentic in me right now. I command my spirit to remove anything that is not authentic in me right now. I command my spirit to remove anything that is not authentic in me right now. I command my spirit to carry all of me within me now. I command my spirit to carry all of me within me now. I command my spirit to carry all of me within me now. I command my spirit to carry all my light within me. I command my spirit to carry all my light within me. I command my spirit to carry all my light within me. I command my spirit to expand my body of light now. I command my spirit to carry my body of light now. I command my spirit to carry my body of light now. I command my spirit to balance and heal my body. I command my spirit to balance and heal my body. I command my spirit to balance and heal my body right now. I command my spirit to expand the divine energy that resides in me. I command my spirit to expand the divine energy that resides in me. I command my spirit to expand the divine energy that resides in me now. I command my spirit to expand all my capacities now. I command my spirit to expand all my capacities now. I command my spirit to expand all my capacities now. I command my spirit to remove any filter from my DNA. I command my spirit to remove any filter from my DNA. I command my spirit to remove any filter from my DNA. I command my spirit to expand my energy forces now. I command my spirit to expand my energy forces now. I command my spirit to expand my energy forces now. I command my spirit to increase my life force energy now. I command my spirit to increase my life force energy now. I command my spirit to increase my life force energy now. I hope these help you. I hope you're able to listen to this and write these down if you don't already have them from Being Inspired with Q. I give total credit to that show, to him and Asha and Mermaid. I really do believe that they are here for our highest and best good, that they are here to help us. And I encourage you to add those to your daily routine. Don't make it a ritual. Just use them to your benefit. Use them to get closer to source in you. I really encourage you to be strong in who you are and what you do. And I thank you for joining me on my personal journey through this sudden change on my way to ascension. As I mentioned, I'll be back in 2 weeks focusing on the meaning of the dark night of the soul and my personal journey. I have a lot to talk about on that. I have some notes. I didn't really understand it, having been raised in a Christian church. We can call it organized religion, not to, you know, dwell it down to the Christian portion. And I didn't really understand, you know, is that taboo to step out of that, to go and study the dark night of the soul? And as a spirit, as a source, the source in you, it has been so, what's the word I'm looking for? Suppressed, maybe, by the earth suit that we currently wear. We are very dense, from what I understand, and it makes it very difficult for us to tap into the full power and the full energy that is within us. I look forward to growing with you as you join me on this dance, as we continue to learn more about how to tap into and strengthen the energy within us and to help others. I know that every day I try to do these five things. I actually got them from John Maxwell, and to be honest, I don't know where he stands on the things that we believe. But every day, if you do these five things, I think it'll help you be a better person and learn to walk more in love and grace. The first thing was to value people. As you value people, you put them above your needs, your desires, your wants. So if you're in a working situation and you encounter somebody at work and you value them, you value everybody. Do you know the name of the person in the cubicle next to you? Do you know the name of the person that actually cleans your building? Do you value them? Do you thank them for what they do? Do you value the person at the grocery store that you like to get in their lane because, you know, their checkout line, because they're friendly or because they're fast or because they don't squish your tomatoes? How do you value people? Do you value them with words, or do you value them with a gift love language? How do you value them? How can you figure out how to value somebody or get to know someone that might be a little invisible to most people? The second thing is, think of ways to add value to people. So before you're with that person, so if you're going to go to lunch with someone, or you're going to be in a meeting with someone, or even you're going on vacation with other people, think of ways to add value to them before you're with them. The third thing is, look for ways to add value. How can you add value to their situation, to your relationship, to them as a person? The fourth thing, I'm kind of stepping over onto this. The fourth thing is, do things that add value to people. Simple things. So when you're in a meeting, if it's in a restaurant or if it's in a conference room, put your back to the window so they have the view. Little things like that. Just little things that add value. Doesn't cost you anything. It's just thinking of the other person and honoring them and esteeming them, showing them love. And then five was encourage others to add value to people. So I'm doing my five today. I'm encouraging you to add value to people. I actually have affirmations that I do that might be helpful to you as well. And I won't do all this on the next show, but this is just kind of an overview of who I am and what I believe and why I'm here. So I'm being raw and real. I have 20 affirmations that I got from a course I took. And you know, our intuition and our inner guidance is very important as we tap into who we are spiritually. So I'll go through those with you. I trust my intuition and follow my inner guidance. My heart is clear, focused, and sharp. I am connected to my inner vision, my inner wisdom and higher consciousness. I easily understand the messages from the universe. I am in touch with my inner vision and creativity. I trust that everything happens for my highest good. My intuition is a powerful tool that helps me navigate my life with ease and grace. I am open and receptive to new ideas and perspectives. I trust my inner voice and follow it without hesitation. My inner vision is clear and accurate. I am able to see beyond the physical realm and connect with my spiritual self. My heart is calm and peaceful, and I am free from mental clutter. I am open to receiving spiritual guidance and messages from those that work with me for my highest good. I trust my intuition to guide me towards my highest path. I have a strong connection with my inner self and higher power. I am aligned with my life purpose and soul's mission. I trust my inner vision and the wisdom it brings. I am grateful for my ability to connect with my inner self and higher consciousness. My pineal gland is open and balanced, allowing me to perceive the world with clarity and insight through my heart filter. I am able to access my intuition easily and trust the guidance it provides. I hope these are helpful to you. I hope you can replay these back on the replay when it's posted, and that these are helpful to you. They've been helpful to me to help me kind of find center and refocus. Thank you so much for being here and joining me. I wish now we had like a joke time, a joke, like 45-minute joke time to where we could just joke and cut up and laugh together. But right now it's the monologue. And so you've got me. It's just me. Yay! But I encourage you to listen to this again. Take out the things that work for you. Discard the things that don't. There's no pressure. I am not a professional in any way, psychologist, doctor, counselor, financial advisor. I am just on the radio to help you. You can call me Sunshine. I hope to bring sunshine to all of you, even when we're in the midst of the trials. You can always find sunshine. You can always, always make your own sunshine. So I'm looking at the clock and I'm realizing that it's about 2:40 and I've got about, 15 minutes left. So I thought I'd tell you a little bit about me as a little girl and just how I came about to be who I am and where I'm at today. I was born to a farmer and his wife. I'm from Texas. And just to give you history of how suppressed and oppressed things were, this was back in the 60s, so you guys can know kind of what my age is. And my father, his father had passed away. He had a tragic heart attack. And before he died from that heart attack, he told his son, "Take care of your mother's farm." And so he put that burden on his son to take care of his mother's farm. We had farmland next to each other. We had, you know, houses out in the country, you know, abutting property. So my dad would farm his mother's farm and wasn't able to do both with a spirit of excellence. And to make a long story short, back in the 60s, this was unheard of. He lost his farm. He had to file bankruptcy. He lost everything. So at the age of 2.5, we moved to a bigger community. I was the youngest. And my father went into a very deep depression. And this is my story. It's not anybody else's story. I have other siblings, but this is my story. I never really saw him come out of that depression. And My parents ended up divorcing. My mother met him in college, and she was to be a concert pianist. She started playing piano at a very young age and was in college to be a concert pianist, and then met my dad. She gave up her career, became a farmer's wife, and had three children, three miscarriages. And when she was divorced, she had no college degree to fall back on. And she had no real skills working in an office. And so she worked as a cocktail waitress at night and would have somebody come in and stay with us overnight until she got off work. And then she would take them home in the morning. My mother was amazing. She did everything for her children. She always looked out for her children. And so as we continued to grow and flourish, we never really knew that we didn't have a lot of money. We knew we had a lot of love. And we continued to, you know, my brother went to school. My sister went to college. My sister went to college. I was in high school, and we continued to just grow and do our things. And they became professionals in certain fields and certain careers. And I just struggled. I never really was able to find who I was or what I was supposed to do. I just didn't feel like I fit. And so I've had many different careers. I've done many different things, fun careers, things that I enjoyed doing, excelled at what I did. But I just never really found my, you know, work there 30 years, get the gold watch and retire place. And so that carried on into my adulthood, my young adulthood. I've been married more than once. I was married for 17 years, just short of 17 years. And depression wiped out my marriage. So I had to, before I was pulled down into the black hole, I had to jump out as well. So I have been divorced for, gracious, 2010. Haven't really dated anybody seriously since then. Kind of wanted to just take care of me, look after me, and repair after that divorce. So after that divorce, I moved back home to the area that I grew up in, just to kind of lick my wounds and kind of shake my head like, you know, what just happened? And put the pieces back together. But my career I had built on the West Coast. I was very good at what I did. And I could not make the salary that I could pull if I were in a larger urban area. My parents were getting older, and so I drew a radius around the area where they lived. And I thought, if I can't catch an airplane home in time, I need to be able to drive there quickly. So I looked at different places and had come out of an urban area where the traffic was atrocious. And so I picked an area, you know, in one of those flyover states, and started my career over again and building a name for myself in the career that I love and that I am very good at. So I did that. And 4 years ago, I met someone that lives in a different state. And we really connected. We had a wonderful time together, and then was ghosted for a year. And I was just like, what happened? I finally connected with someone. Well, about a year later, I was encouraged. I really believe it was a nudging from what I thought was to be, you know, God at the time, but a nudging from Source to reach out to this person to check on them and make sure they were okay. So I did. And here's the funny thing I did. And immediately the bubbles came back. So, oh, well, he's not ghosting me anymore. So that was kind of fun. And I got the, who is this? I'm like, oh, seriously, what? So, I'm having a 15-minute dialogue with God saying, really, really, you just opened this up. Now I'm standing here completely naked. Now I have to respond back. And so I responded back and said who I was, and that I just felt led that I needed to, text and check up and make sure they were okay. He immediately texted back and told me that he had been going through some serious medical challenges. And come to find out later, after he had been here, whenever we really connected and had a fun time together, he had gone to the doctor that following week and had received the news of the challenges, the opportunities that he was facing. So we reconnected after that year, and it has been amazing. And he is the one that I talked about earlier in the show about gently red pilling me bite by bite, bit by bit, to be careful to not fracture me. And for that, I am eternally grateful that he saw the value in me and the trust in me to be able to help me see what is truly going on. So with that said, that is really who I am. I just recently changed jobs. So I have that stressor on top of all the other stressors I talked about earlier in this show. And I look forward to you guys knowing who I am, what I'm about, understanding that I am really just a normal person that's out there in the trenches just like you guys, but felt led to start a radio show. So here I am. I'm sorry the first one is a little rough and probably a little bumpy, but I'll get better, I promise. And in the meantime, I just wish you guys all the best. I won't be back for 2 weeks, so enjoy your time. The weather's getting better. If Phil really is not lying, we should have an early spring, which would be lovely, but his percentages are not that great, and his wife's ratted him out saying that he's a liar, so... who knows? So with that, I just want to say, find your happy place. Even if it's in the corner of your house with a good book, find your happy place and feed your soul. Feed yourselves and help yourselves know that you're worth it. You're worth the time to put into yourself. Even if you've got toddlers running around and telephones ringing and things cooking on the stove and laundry in the washing machine and dried clothes in the dryers that are wrinkling. Find time to feed yourself, because you have got to stay strong and you have got to feed you to be able to feed others. If you're empty, you have nothing to give. So thank you so much for your time. I've enjoyed my time with you. I look forward to coming back in 2 weeks, and I will be better prepared for 55 minutes of goodness with you guys. Thank you. We'll be back with more Whiplash Talk. 2 weeks. Stay tuned for Being Inspired with Cube.